Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application. Thursday, June 4th, 2026. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Matthew 6:6. Matthew 6:6 calls believers to move from simply understanding prayer to actively practicing it. Using the inductive Bible study method, we begin with observation, move to interpretation, and then focus on application. First, we observe what Jesus says, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. The instruction is clear and intentional. Jesus describes a deliberate action, stepping away, closing the door, and entering a private space. This highlights the importance of removing distractions and creating an environment where focused prayer can take place. The emphasis is not on the physical location alone, but on the posture of the heart. It is a call to sincerity and undivided attention toward God. Next, we interpret the meaning. Jesus teaches that prayer is relational in nature. The phrase, your Father, reveals the identity of God as one who knows, cares, and welcomes his children. Prayer becomes a personal conversation rooted in that relationship. The words in secret point to the unseen presence of God. He is present in the quiet place and attentive to every word spoken. The promise that your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you assures believers that God responds to sincere prayer. His response includes his presence, peace, wisdom, and sustaining grace. Finally, we apply this truth to daily life. Matthew 6:6 invites believers to establish a steady rhythm of private prayer. This may involve choosing a specific time each day and identifying a place where interruptions are limited. A quiet room, a chair, or a designated space can become a regular meeting place with God. Approaching prayer with honesty and humility allows the believer to speak openly, bringing both needs and gratitude before God. Application also includes developing consistency. Growth in prayer takes place over time through repeated practice. Setting a simple plan for daily prayer helps form a lasting habit. Begin with a manageable amount of time and remain faithful to it. As this pattern continues, the practice of private prayer becomes more natural and meaningful. Matthew 6:6 calls believers to cultivate a steady and faithful life of prayer. In that quiet place, the believer learns to listen, trust, and grow. Prayer becomes an ongoing relationship, marked by attention to God and dependence on Him. This daily practice shapes the heart and strengthens faith in lasting ways. Reflection questions 1. What specific time and place can you set aside each day for private prayer? 2. What steps can you take to maintain focus during your time with God? 3. How can you build consistency in your daily prayer practice? Memorization reminder. You are nearing the end of the week. Review Matthew 6:6 in full today, repeating it slowly and carefully. Tomorrow, you will aim to recall it from memory with confidence.